It's Tuesday, the 7th of January, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Following a meeting with China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi on Monday, in which President Nangolo Mbumba, as well as Minister of International Relations and Cooperation Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa, discussed strengthening bilateral ties in the areas of green hydrogen, renewable energy and nuclear energy, we spoke to Namibia's ambassador to China, Ilia Kayamo, who also attended the meeting.
The visit is inclusive. The president and the country, the vice president-elect, want to continue the relationship. She assured the Chinese that nothing will change in our relationship. We want to continue cooperating. The hydrogen project is Namibia's vision, and the Chinese are supporting it. Our young people need to tap into this new vision by going to the university and empower themselves so they can empower country, improve the project, so that Namibia can be on the map and providing the hydrogen to the world and to Africa.
The government, through the Office of the Prime Minister, in collaboration with the City of Windhoek's Disaster Risk Management Team, has distributed food parcels to over 280 households in Agstelaan and Ochomwise, whose homes were flooded by heavy rains on Saturday. OPM Public Relations Officer Maximus Halwodi.
The ones of food parcels includes 15 cans of tuna fish, 1 liter of cooking oil, 15 cans of Russian rolls, and 4 bags of 5 kg of rice. The team will then continue to provide tents and relocating the victims to a safer area that is allocated by the city of Windhoek in a suburb called Koreahab.
To South Africa now, where the Mkhonto weSizwe Party says it's concerned about the publication of the Transnet Network statement, a move aimed at opening the country's rail network to third-party operators. The party's Lucky Montana says it's alarming that the decision comes at a time when rail freight volumes have plummeted to their lowest levels in decades.
The rail reform program has not worked anywhere in the world, and it will not work in South Africa. The most immediate challenge is for South Africa to put measures and interventions to make sure that Transnet remains at the heart of the freight logistics system in South Africa and ensure that we move freight from trucks from the road onto the rail system.
At least 2 people have been killed by a suspected bomb explosion near Abuja, Nigeria's capital. Tese Makende has the latest.
Police authorities in Abuja say the incident occurred at a school on the outskirts of the city on Monday. It's however not clear if the victims are students. They say 2 other people sustained injuries and are receiving medical attention in hospital. There have been suspected terror activities around Abuja for some time. In 2022, suspected terrorists attacked a military checkpoint at a border town with the city, leading to the death of at least 1 soldier. The police say they have made some arrests concerning Monday's explosion for interrogation. The authorities have assured that they are doing everything to ensure all parts of the country are kept safe.
And a senior Hamas official has warned the militant group will launch legal action against U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. From Tel Aviv, Trent Murray reports.
Speaking at a press conference in Algeria, senior Hamas Politburo member Osama Hamdan described Antony Blinken as a, quote, partner in the war of extermination, and said the group will look to pursue legal options against him for his, quote, partnership in the crimes against our people, end quote. It's not clear which legal options the group, which is considered a terrorist organization by the US government, could exercise, but the warning comes after a weekend interview with the New York Times in which the outgoing Secretary of State said Hamas had refused to agree to both a ceasefire and hostage exchange deal time and time again.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.